In the headlines, swift action by police has led to the arrest of a suspect in connection with a daylight burglary and robbery at the Roy Smith shop in Ealing Grove. A motorcyclist suffers injuries after a serious vehicular accident on the main road at Searles Christchurch involving two motor cars. Consumers have reacted with mixed emotions after government's latest hike in fuel and diesel prices. And later in sports, Barbadian Matthew Ford equals a world cricket record for the West Indies. This is the latest, the lunchtime edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Swift action by police has led to the arrest of a suspect in connection with a daylight burglary and robbery at the Roy Smith shop in Ealing Grove, Christchurch. Around midday yesterday, the suspect, who was seen observing around the premises, waited until the shop was empty to pounce upon the lone cashier on duty. She recounted the incident to Starcom Network News.
He had like a pack of tea time biscuits in his hand, and I just asked him if he's ready to cash, and he didn't answer or say anything. I proceeded to ask him if he was okay because he was looking a little nervous and shaky. So he was like rocking back and forth, forward and backward all the time, like, you know, like he was on something. And then he proceeded to jump over the counter, try to get in the register, and he couldn't get in. So then that's when he told me to open the register, and I open it. And he just took out some money, proceeded to come to the bar, and went over to the counter and went outside.
The suspect, who was armed but not with a weapon or perhaps a gun, the cashier said that she asked for her name to be withheld because she has been having sleepless nights, but she still came to work this morning.
It was a scary experience, but I'm holding it okay. At this moment, I don't know. I just trying to handle it on my own.
That's a cashier at the Roy Smith shop in Ealing Grove, Christchurch. The accused, who was caught by police this morning, had reportedly been released from prison just 2 weeks ago after serving time for a similar offence. Well, police remain at the scene of a serious vehicular accident on the main road at Searles Christchurch involving two motor cars and a motorcycle. The area has been cordoned off and ambulance personnel have already transported the injured to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. While earlier reports suggested a possible fatality, police have confirmed there were no deaths. However, they did report that the motorcyclist sustained serious injuries and is currently in critical condition. Well, Barbadians are reacting with mixed views to the latest increase by government in fuel prices. As of today, gasoline now costs $3.95 per liter, up by 6 cents, while diesel has climbed by 7 cents to $3.40 per liter. The public took to the Starcom Network News online chat to share their thoughts, with the majority expressing dissatisfaction with the increase.
Government can do better. The prices can be lowered so that the people in Barbados can be at ease.
Not at all surprised by this move. One day after winning the election and a week or two after giving the population $300, given with one hand and taken with the other.
The fuel price increase is frustrating. Even though it's just a few cents, it adds up real quick, you know. It feels like we're constantly adjusting our budgets and it's putting more pressure on everyone. I really hope there's a long-term plan to stabilize these prices.
I don't have any problem with the gas price rising because, you know, in today's world, everything is increasing and...
Where prices of oil drop at an all-time low, or why price of fuel in Barbados is so high and can't get under $3 at no point in time.
The voices of the public on the fuel increase. The Barbados Union of Teachers is urging the Ministry of Education to take immediate action on several long-standing issues impacting educators. Among the concerns are persistent payment discrepancies, environmental hazards in schools, and a shortage of substitute teachers to cover staff absences. Schools closed early yesterday to facilitate a special general meeting, which attracted over 850 teachers. During the session, General Secretary Gilbert Carmichael outlined the union's primary concerns.
The issues raised included terms vacation leave in its current format, the payment of teachers at the incorrect salary scales, unpaid allowances, outstanding contracts for teachers, seniority in the primary schools, changes to the new academic school year 2025 to 2026, violence in schools and appointments, just to name a few. Teachers openly shared their feelings of frustration, of feeling disrespected, of suffering burnout and ill health, which emanate from environmental conditions in schools and stress-related matters.
That's General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Gilbert Carmichael, in the Lunchtime Edition. For the first time in Barbados' history, there is a dock master attached to the Fisheries Division to manage and organize all things relevant to the incoming and outgoing fishing vessels, especially during bad weather. The move, hailed by some fisher folk as long overdue and critical, comes ahead of an anticipated busy hurricane season for 2025. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Chief Fisheries Officer Shelly-Ann Cox outlined the role of the dockmaster.
We've recently engaged a dockmaster who has been contracted for a year in the first instance to oversee the coordination and management of the marina and the boatyards at the Bridgestone Fishery Complex and the environs, especially the temporary boatyards that were set up after Beryl. His roles and responsibilities, of course, are very integral, especially as it relates to hurricane preparedness. He'll particularly be responsible for working with stakeholders and fisheries division staff in securing fishing vessels on the approach of adverse weather, and of course assisting with the return to water after the all clear is given.
That's Chief Fisheries Officer Shelly-Ann Cox. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump has said he's recommending a 50% tariff on all goods from the European Union being imported to the United States. Writing on a post on social media, he said the new tariffs will kick in on the 1st of June. The announcement marks an escalation of Trump's trade war with the EU. He initially proposed 20% tariffs on most EU goods, but halved it to 10% onto July 8th to allow time for talks. Recapping the headlines. Swift action by police has led to the arrest of a suspect in connection with a daylight burglary and robbery at the Roy Smith Shop in Ealing Grove. A motorcyclist suffers injuries after a serious vehicular accident at Sales Christ Church. Consumers have reacted with mixed emotions after government's latest hike in fuel and diesel prices. And coming up in sports, Barbadian Matthew Ford equals a world record for the West Indies. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.